Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. So today I wanted to do an album review of When a Thought Grows Wings by Luna Lee. So to start off, I just want to do a little intro of the album and just talk a little bit about it, what it means to me. It has just come out this year, so it hasn't really impacted me as much. But I did want to do an album review because I've never done one, and I've always like been inspired by, you know, Anthony Fantano, I guess. But yeah, I like Anthony Fantano, who? No, it's me. It's literally me. Like, I'm the blueprint. Speaking of blueprints, I feel like this album is like a good blueprint of what kind of goes on in the brain, and gives like a little mind map, but then also talks about like what's going on up there. Luna Lee kind of explains it perfectly through lyrics and melody. Not medically, of course, but you know, more of like the thoughts and what goes on there. Luna Lee brings out certain poetry about thoughts that is hard to put into words and continues to use nature as a form of imagery in her album, like how she did in Duality, which was her last album. Her sophomore album talks more about themes of love and how it occupies your head and the capacity it takes up, in contrast to her last album, Duality, where it was more about heartbreak and toxic relationships. But of course, something similar to her last album is the instrumentally jam-packed songs and its dreaminess they bring. The album gives kind of like a lounge vibe. And she also mentioned how she wanted to be more vulnerable on this album, which I thought was interesting because it was more about love than it was about heartbreak. And I feel like when I'm vulnerable, I talk more about heartbreak instead of like love. But it's interesting that she finds like having feelings of love and kind of those like feelings you get in relationships or feelings about crushes more than heartbreak, which I think is really interesting. I guess I could see why it's like a vulnerable album for her, because it's about when a thought grows wings, you know, it's like about her thoughts, like expanding on them, I guess. So I think that's really interesting. So I want to talk a little bit about my initial thoughts when I first listened to the album. I listened to it when I first came to Kingston, which was like in the beginning of September, and I listened to it at like 3 a.m. and I feel like it was the best time to listen to it for the first time, because I feel like those are like demon hours, you know what I mean? It's like, it's the best way to listen to any new music, I think, because you're very attentive, you're alone, and you're kind of on your leisure time, so you don't really have anything going on in the background. And this is not a background album, I feel like. You need to really concentrate. But I feel like that's the case with a lot of albums. But you know, for example, like pop, you could just have it in the background and it's fine, and you don't really need to pay attention to it or put in a lot of work to understand the album. But with Luna Lee, I feel like with her music, she has very complex lyrics and just like instrumental and orchestral instrumental that is very complex as well and beautiful. And I feel like you could really miss out on what you're listening to unless you really sit down and pay attention to the instrumental. And, you know, there's so many instruments that she knows how to play and includes them in her songs. And she incorporates them very beautifully. And you can tell that she has grown up with music and played a lot of music and is very experienced in that field. And you can see why she's a musician because of that, you know? I like how she incorporated a new instrument that she literally learned how to play this year, which was the flute. And I think it was just the cherry on top. I feel like it was so beautiful. Of course, she's a musical genius. In my initial thoughts of this album, I thought it was that she's a musical genius, of course. I only paid attention to the instrumental, the first listen, and how well produced the album is. And then I also got chills and wanted to yell at how good it was, but obviously it was 3 a.m., so I couldn't. And then the songs that stood out to me the most at first was Enigma and Take Me There. So, okay, I'm gonna play the first three songs. Confusion Song, Fantasy, and Minnie Says, bracket, Would You Be Mine. Enjoy!
Space, had my heart in a suspended place. Never said that I missed your face. Can I regenerate? How do I?
So the songs you guys just heard were Confusion Song, Fantasy, and Minnie Says, also known as Would You Be My. So I do have a lot of notes for Confusion Song specifically because I did listen to it a lot in the summer when it came out as a single. So here are the notes that I have in my notes app. I said it's the first song from the album to come out as a single. Left a really good impression on me when I first listened to it. So relatable in the way of relationships or trying to find love again. If you go into a relationship, there are a lot of factors that go into it and can get messy. You also have to consider another person. And it gets really complicated and messy very fast. So it can get really confusing. And feelings in general are very confusing. Lately, I have been relating to it in the way of confusion. I've just had the feeling of confusion all the time, every time I'm in a situation, a romantic situation specifically. Because another person is involved in that type of entanglement, things can get confusing, like complexity of another person's thoughts and feelings, and if both of you are on the same page or not. Sometimes there are miscommunications that could happen, and it could just end up becoming really confusing really fast. There's also the internal confusion of how you yourself feel, especially if you've been in a relationship before and you know everything that comes with it. Thinking about how would it be better to not get into something that could be potentially messy and own that responsibility. Like that saying, make your bed, if you will. Even spending the energy to put into that situation or even give love a chance. You reflect on it so much that you kind of get into this confusion cycle and spiral and keep on thinking about so many things and getting yourself confused or being confused about what's happening, you know? This could also tie in with people that deal with trust issues after a relationship and meeting someone you're attracted to, having those questions again, and then not knowing if it's worth it, and then being confused, like what you should do, or making a decision, or how you feel, even. It's a confusing cycle. And I guess that's why it's a part of this album, because you find it a lot, and you don't realize it, or maybe you do realize it, and it's frustrating, and the confusion could lead to that frustration, you know? Sometimes your heart and head could also be in different places, and this could get confusing on what decision to make going forward in a romantic situation. Sometimes you do want to be practical, but, you know, like, it's how your heart feels and you just don't know which one to follow sometimes. But if you've had experience in a relationship before, especially a toxic one, you end up listening to your head because even though you have those feelings, it's hard to go through. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm projecting. And LOL, but the melody really matches the song as well. The string chord progression and the harmonies in the chorus give me the feeling to want to contemplate for hours. I feel like it gives off like contemplating and thinking vibes, like especially in the chorus. And the harmonies in the chorus give off that vibe of wanting to contemplate. So yeah, obviously I had a lot of thoughts on Confusion song, but yeah, so the next two songs, I don't really have a lot to say. Those ones didn't really stick out to me as much as the other songs did in the album. I am a little biased. I do prefer the other half of the album, the second half of the album, I mean. And so Fantasy, very amazing instrumentally, very jazzy, kind of loungy vibes. Like, the alto sax is so good. I think it is the alto sax, but I'm not sure. It gives a jazzy neo-soul touch, which I love. Not just the sax giving the vibes, but also the whole tone of the song, I think. Very smooth and dreamy, I thought. The song ties very well with the theme of the album, because fantasy is... I feel like it occupies my mind a lot of the time, you know? Most of my day, I daydream. I'm a big daydreamer, and I feel like a lot of people would relate. And if you do, I feel like this album is perfect for you. So Fantasy, I feel like, keeps us occupied a lot of the times during the day. And, you know, the lyric, Fantasy is keeping me alive, it helps with, you know, when you don't want to confront emotional hardship, you use fantasy as kind of this distraction or escapism from reality. And fictional healing, you know, I feel like that's a very poetic lyric in the song, because it's like, it is really healing, because it's kind of this getaway from reality and where you can relax and just get away from all those hardships. And it is healing and therapeutic, but it's fictional because it's fantasy. Whoa, crazy. Very symbolic. And then she also mentions this oak tree guy. I think it's funny how, you know how people would describe or would name people they're talking to or in a situationship with, like, pineapple, they would name them like pineapple. Hers is like he was an oak tree. I think that's kind of funny. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I have like a cold a little bit, and you know, my nose is very stuffy, but yeah. And then the whole song is kind of like a lot of imagery on her own fantasy, and kind of like it was telling a story, which I think is cool, and just like laying out a scene in her mind. And how like an author kind of just describes the environment is like how she did that in the song, which I think is very cool. And for Minnie Says, the guitar riffs are really good, especially I think the instrumental intro of the song really hooks me. At first I didn't really pay attention to the song as much, but when I listened to it over and over again, it's a very catchy guitar riff, and I think it was very cool. I think this song also gives kind of loungy vibes, a little bossa maybe, dare I say. Yeah, and also I didn't really pay attention to the lyrics when I listened to it the first few times. Even now, like I low-key had to search up the lyrics to actually read the song. And it really is just an ode to Minnie Riperton. And I love how this is like a love song for like a love song, or even a love song to an artist that she is very inspired by. And I love Minnie Riperton, you know? And her daughter is Maya Rudolph, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, I love Minnie Riperton. I listened to her a lot in the beginning of the year, which is kind of crazy how this song is in the album, because it was kind of, it's weird how I listen to things in the beginning of the year and they kind of show up in like newly released music later on. Kind of like last episode I was talking about Leon Mitchell's and how he kind of popped up in Claro's Charm album, and how Minnie Riperton is in When a Thought Grows Wings. I love her. I was listening to her a lot in April, so it was kind of like low-key I manifested this song, if anything. So you're welcome, guys. Yeah, so that's all low-key, that's all I have to say for that song. But it is an instrumentally beautiful song, and you don't have to pay attention to the lyrics, but it is about Minnie Riperton, which is nice. Those songs were good. And then I'm going to play the next three songs for you guys, which are Golden Hour, I Imagine, and Enigma. Enjoy.
When I met you in the meadow, the sky lamented for us both. I counted droplets in the tent. Oh, will we meet again? And when we drove across the city, you said you felt just like a kid. And now I sit alone at my core. I make a little wish for just a little. Blossoms talk of your beauty in awe, and now the grass is taking set. They wonder if you'll bite, and I know you would never see. But there's no way, you're unaware that I need just a little more of your love, just a little. Just a little bit, 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 just a little bit heard a windy melody, it opened up my brain. Could you tell I'm different now? I wanted it inside of me in every single way. And now I carry the little notes inside my mouth.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire and you're listening to Earworm. So the songs I just played for you guys were Golden Hour, I Imagine, and Enigma by the one and only Luna Lee. So Golden Hour, let's talk a little bit about that song. It's definitely I feel like it's a very vulnerable song, but it's a brighter version of like one of the songs that comes on later in the album. Talks about being hesitant or afraid of the love that's coming her way, specifically Luna Lee, especially in that line, "My heart is hesitant," in the chorus. And then the lyric, "Just a little bit more of your love," is kind of talking about like that small request. It's a vulnerable request too, might I add, and especially if you are an anxious person and feeling anxious in a romantic situation and you just need some reassurance, you know, because reassurance could go a long way, even if it's a little bit, especially for an anxious person, I suppose. Like, I don't know, they need a lot of reassurance, but they also can't They can't. Okay, maybe I'm just like egging on anxious people, but who am I to say? Like, you know, I can't really judge, but yeah, asking for reassurance to know if she should trust this love or if she'll get hurt in the end. You know, you don't want to go into a romantic situation, especially with trust issues, and then getting hurt in the end. But sometimes you just have to take that risk when it comes to love. That's just how it is. But you have to see who is worth taking that risk for. And I guess she's trying to get a feel of this romantic situation, especially in her poetic imagery that is kind of complex, so it's kind of hard to tell. But that grass lyric, I kind of forgot what it says, but it's like you want to go in, but you're scared that they're gonna bite back. And you know, it's talking a lot about vulnerability and reassurance and trust issues and wanting to love again, but not sure if you want to go back into that type of situation. And then I imagine I recommend listening to this while cloud watching because of its dreaminess, having it your imagination. It just, with me, it kind of ties in with clouds for some reason. And then also that one lyric and the strangest tune was playing. And then the harp being played in the background was so clever to me. I don't know, it was cool. But this song is more about like being consumed with your thoughts about the person you're involved with, or you were involved with, someone you've been in a romantic situation before and not really having closure with that situation. Yeah, you want to know what they're thinking, or if they even think about you specifically. Like that lyric, could you tell I'm different now? You know, sometimes you want to know what, for example, your ex is thinking. Sometimes you want to know about it, even though it's really none of your business. But you know, it's curiosity. Sometimes it just happens. But and then especially with not having closure really makes you spiral on a certain person for hours or days or months until it fully consumes you, and that's just all you think about. Like that one lyric, and when I think of you I get lost for hours, and then also, and I start crumbling down to ash, and when I see your face I'd call you a liar if I wasn't so scared of that. I think that kind of clarifies that it was a situation that had no closure, because if she did have closure she wouldn't resent the fact that, or regret the fact that she didn't call them a liar to their face. And I'm not gonna lie, I relate to that sentence, but that's just how it is, you know, like. But yeah, so that's I Imagine. And then Enigamy is Imagine Backwards. Isn't that sick? It's so cool, and it's actually one of my favorites on the album. Oh, next to I Would Let You and Golden Hour, I also love those two, but first listen to the album, Enigamy and Take Me There were my favorites because of the instrumental, obviously. And I get the most chills when I hear Enigamy. When I first listened to it, I was like, ooh, this song, like, I could feel it in every single cell of my body, you know? I was just, like, getting chills all over my body. And then I listened to it in the morning when the sun was rising, and I saw, so from my bed, I could see the window next to me, or, like, above me, and I could see, like, clouds going by, and it was really pretty. It was a really pretty color of the sky, and then seeing those clouds while listening to the song. And it was also, like, kind of chilly, too, because it was in September, like, fall mornings. But yeah, it was beautiful. And I saw her perform this live with her harp, and that was beautiful as well. But anyway, I'm gonna play you guys the next few songs, and then I'm gonna come back and talk to you guys about it. And then I also want to show you something, because it's just really exciting when I first saw her perform, and she was so cool to do this for me. And it was nice. But anyway, yeah. So the next few songs I'm gonna play are the last songs of the album, which are That's Life, I Would Let You, Take Me There, Fears and Illusion, and Bon Voyage. Enjoy!
Today, for all kinds of things, smiling up an appetite and frowning when I take a bite. You've got control, it's a thin layer of water sitting on my skin, wanting to sink in. Something
So the songs you guys just heard were That's Life, I Would Let You, Take Me There, Fear is an Illusion, and Bon Voyage. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Oh my god, I'm on the wrong notes. So That's Life, I feel like, kind of self-explanatory, like, you know, it is what it is type of thing, like YOLO. That's just how life goes. You know, sometimes you just gotta accept. And I feel like that's the entire song. I don't know what else to say from that. But yeah, and it's also, she talks about the oak tree guy again. T, you know, it's like, from what I was saying before, it's funny how she has a code name for the person she's romantically involved with. Like how people would use like the nickname pineapple. But for her, it's like oak tree or oak. And then I Would Let You, very strong intro with its flute, and the flute is like amazing throughout the entire song. I just love her flute playing, and she's just a beginner. Can you imagine? It's crazy how someone who's just a musical prodigy can just learn an instrument on the fly and make something of it, you know. It's crazy. And she just makes something so beautiful. Anyway, I also really like the subtle organ. I'm pretty sure it's the organ. And I've been really into songs with organ recently, so it's kind of perfect. And also songs with flute recently, so that's also perfect. It kind of gives off like eerie, like haunting vibes, which is, I think, is so interesting because it's like, I feel like it also gives off like the hypnotic feeling. I think it has some hints of like classic rock in it. And then after listening to the album multiple times, this is by far my favorite song on the album, next to Enigami. This song is about like prioritizing yourself and thinking about yourself a lot more than being a little selfish, but then also giving. Relationship is always a two to tango. Let's annotate these lyrics, huh? So if you want to take a little piece of me for yourself, I would let you. Even though it is giving a piece of herself, it's only a little piece, I think. That's what she's trying to say. If you want to take a little sweetness, try it out, I would come to you. See, this is what threw me off a little bit. When I first listened to the song, I thought she was kind of sacrificing a lot of herself to satisfy her partner. But as I read the lyrics more, it's not that case. So I would exchange safety for loving. See, that part, I'm like, what? What? You sacrifice your security of yourself? Or is it just security in general for loving another person? Or is it loving yourself? Anyway, this one has always been like, I listen to it the most, and so I reflect on it a lot, and I still have questions. But I guess sometimes with art, you can't really, sometimes you just have to appreciate it instead of like trying to analyze it. But this is literally what I'm trying to do today, and I'm like, I need to explain it to you guys. Anyway, not like you guys need someone to mansplain this album, but you know, it's a review, like I have to. So I would do anything to be wildly impressed. I would exchange comfort for freedom. I hope you love me for the good I do possess. So that part is like, okay, like you want to be free instead of just like comfort in a relationship. Relatable. I get that. And then, you know, you want to be loved for who you are. I feel like this one is the most like relatable to me. And it's like, if you want to change up your life to satisfy me, I would let you. You know, like you're kind of just like being yourself and loving yourself, and you know, love, power, truth, it's all in you. Like that, once you find that, you can just attract people, and sometimes people will do the most to be with you, and it's just, that's how it is, you know. Well, I don't relate to that part, but it's just like, if you would want to, you know, like everything is kind of like up in the air. You don't have to do anything. It's just like, if you make these choices and then want to do it to be with me type of thing. I think that's what she's trying to say. And then also, show me your life and I'll fill it with mine. It's like, yeah, I guess like the getting to know phase, and then like once you're in a relationship, your lives intertwine and my life is connected with your life, and it's gonna, you know what I mean? Anyway, so that's why I really like the song. I feel like the lyrics are easier to follow along with, you know. It's not very like heavy imagery like her other songs, and I also really like it instrumentally. I feel like it's very instrumentally strong. And then talking about Take Me There, also really good. Reminds me of my favorite song of all time, Music by Cleo Soul, a little bit because of the harp and strings, and obviously that combination is heavenly, which is probably one of my faves. Like, I feel like that's why I really liked it at the beginning when I first listened to to it. I also love the intro and how it sounds like it's being played on a record player. Also, I want to talk about like the intro in Take Me There. It's like a lot of harp and it's kind of giving off like you're entering a dream. Like, you know how in cartoons or shows they play harp to indicate that you're in a dream. Anyway, even though it's like the most realistic song of the entire album, That's Life, it grounds you into being like, yeah, that's life and that's just how it is. You have to accept it. Yeah, Take Me There. I think I talked more about the instrumental when I was reviewing this, but yeah, the beat drop goes crazy and then there's a drum taiko sequencer like throughout the song, which is honestly not really a fan of, but it's giving indie pop, which is what her genre is, you know. But if it was real drums, that would be cool too, to be honest. For me, I don't know. Or like just like a drum set instead of taiko. And then Fear is an Illusion, beautiful interlude right before the last song of the album, which introduces it really well, and it's a good build up. Very short though. And then Bon Voyage, I can see why it's her favorite song of the album to write in context to hearing the whole album. It's a very strong ending to the album, which is kind of similar to what she did in Duality, where she ended it with Lonely Lovely. Yeah, I think it was very beautiful. And then actually, I've grown to love this song. I used to, like, in the beginning when I first heard it, it didn't really stick to me, but then as I hear it catches on to me. I love when she does that intense end to an album, and it was a great song to conclude the album to, you know, end with a bang. And also the lyrics were very deep and her voice harmonized well with the instruments. And it's interesting to know and learn why, or know artists' favorite songs on their own album that they've created. It's interesting to like decipher why that's their favorite one. And because I guess like that I knew that it was her favorite, I was like trying to pick out like why it was. And it was interesting. And also, every time I listen to the song, it always catches me when I am hungry. And the song opens with, "You were hungry today." And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I am hungry today. And then I'm like, wow, she knows me so well. But yeah, I guess I didn't really talk much about that song. But it's a very intimate song. When I was listening to it, about like sitting on, like wanting to be in the person's skin, I feel like with all, it's a very good conclusion to the album, because throughout her songs, in When a Thought Grows Wings, she talks about being afraid and having these trust issues of going into a relationship. But then once she's in this relationship, she's, you know, that fear is just an illusion. I'll want to know where to start until the sweet conclusion. So she takes that risk of getting into that relationship, and then she has these sweet moments with this person, and she's hungry for that relationship and hungry for that person, which is very intimate, because it's like she also talks about living inside your body and be the hands and, you know, just be that person also and want to know everything about them, and you want to be so close to them that you're basically in their skin, type of thing. And, you know, I get that. Like, I also relate to that feeling. Like, I know how that feels. And it's a great song. I think this is a good song. And how, you know, sometimes you just gotta take that risk. Fear is an illusion. Just take that risk. If you wanna go for it, go for it. And yeah, so that's the conclusion to my album review. Or just talking about the album, I guess. I wanted to talk a little bit about just like the review in general, I guess. So my favorites are I Would Let You and Enigami and Bon Voyage, actually. Those are my three favorites of the album. The ones that I weren't very favorable, this one's hard because it's just like I liked all the songs, but I guess the ones that didn't really stick out to me, this is hard. Maybe, like, I don't have one actually. Maybe Fantasy. Yeah, because honestly, I've been listening to Mini Says also, and it's really good. At first, it didn't stick out to me, but now it does, because I really love the guitar in it. Yeah, and then I also wanted to show you guys a surprise. So when I saw her live, I was waiting outside of the venue after the show like a loser, and I did feel like a loser. But you know what? It was worth it, because I ended up getting this audio clip.
Hey, it's Luna Lee, and you're listening to Earworm.
Yeah, so that happened to me, and it was really cool. And yeah, Luna Lee knows that I play her on the radio now, and it's crazy. It's interesting. Well, I hope you guys... Oh, I guess I have to rate this album. I would say it's an 8. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. Yeah, an 8 or like a 7.8, you know, type of thing. Like a light 8. Yeah, like a light 8. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed this album review, and I hope to see you guys next episode. Bye.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and